Well, welcome to our Wednesday night service. Especially welcome to the servers who are here from around the world who don't live here. It's so wonderful to have you here as part of our hour of Wednesday night worship. We've been spending time considering things as servers for emissaries of divine light, things not only of our business, but our spiritual and passionate desire for our life. This is, in case no one told you, Sunrise Ranch is the headquarters of Emissaries of Divine Light, which means these are all the servers from around the world who are part of Emissaries of Divine Light, and we are residents of that headquarters. One of the things we have been considering is how important it is to acknowledge that responsibility to hold a space where the light that you bring is consistent and trustworthy. Am I capturing that correctly, people who are with me today? If someone comes to this property because they are attracted to what's happening here and we're not doing that, it's our responsibility that they're getting confused because they thought they knew what they were joining, and we get the wonderful privilege of saying, I know what I'm doing, and holding a space so that they can trust that what they were drawn to is trustworthy and what's in them that is responsive is accurate. So in our consideration and service prep upstairs, we were looking at a myriad of things that we considered together about how important it is to have that deep core understanding of that responsibility of who we are and how our radiance matters and our orientation to sovereign matters. And so we thought we would use this time to explore together, as a person who knows that reality, how have you brought your light into the world today? And is there anything you need to do to be more trustworthy about doing that? And I'm not saying that to open up all the personal work you have to do, but there was something wonderful offered by Lana in our gathering today, where she just spoke about there are times you just have to let things pass away, so that your ability to bring the light and your consistency is a blessing to your friends. So we have some time together tonight, and I'm going to see if Uma or Hugh want to add anything before I share the mic.
I think it was it's fairly simple. It's like, how have I brought the light to the other people in my world today? Like, because I went by, did it become heavier today or did it become lighter? That, to pull the other meaning of light. But it's just, did I take advantage or am I taking advantage of the day to bring the light that Jane was talking about? So someone who comes here goes, yeah, these are emissaries of divine light. They show it every day.
I just want to point to the opposite of light, the absence of light, darkness, and how there's so much of that in our world. And what we often see is people running around frantic about the darkness and giving energy to the darkness and feeding the darkness instead of bringing the light into the darkness so the light can be known.
So how have you brought your light into the world today, and who have you blessed?
Well, I had the privilege of doing dishes today, and I always try to get in there and get in the pit because then I get to see everybody bringing in their dishes and bless each one of them as they come through. And so I'm not asking for more dish shifts, but I kind of like the amount that I have. And I heard a quote that I don't know who this is a quote from, but and it goes, and I don't even know if this is the exact words, but if you can say that even one person's burdens have been made lighter because you were alive, then your life was not wasted. Your life had value.
So I'd like to re-invoke the way we've been doing this, repeat the policy. What I would like to do is the person who has the mic you have the right to look at who has their hand up and discern who you feel you'd like to hand the mic to. It's not a matter of preference. It's just you have to trust your own heart and read the room. So you have that privilege.
Well, Chase brought light to me because he really enjoyed the camp songs that I sang him at dinner tonight. So that was really fun to bring my camp songs to this fine young man. And I think I brightened his life a little bit. He wants to learn them. Isn't that exciting? Who's next?
Thanks, Connie. I don't know the measure of light that someone else receives from me at any given time, but I felt like I had a couple conversations today in which we were able to look at the big picture, look at the long game, the end game of self-transformation, and not the short game of, you know, discord or distortion or temporary chaos. And it was a beautiful thing. So I don't know, like, I can't measure the level of light that is. And at the other, are we still on this two-part thing where what can I do to be more so, or did we drop that? Okay, forget it then. Who's next?
Well, I had the opportunity today to touch in with Chris, the new lady who works in the kitchen, K-R-I-S, Chris, and offer her a word of encouragement and thanksgiving. And so I really do appreciate her spirit and what she's bringing now. And I think she kind of encourages me, too, to be my finest. So it's kind of a mutual thing that we share. And so I think encouragement is the blessing and the light that I brought today.
There are so many beautiful members of the fairer sex here at Sunrise Ranch. But today, firstly at lunchtime, I shone my light on little Rain, and she gave me the smile of life. And then at my second table at dinner, I was sitting with Journey, going, and oh, she was smiling and shaking and dancing. And going back to how I could shine my light further, I find it's vital that I care for my body. I change my attitude to my body. It's not a slave. I'm here to love all aspects, but my physical body to listen, the right nutrition, the right rest, the right exercise. Not very macho, but vital to do, bring more of the light that's my color of the rainbow.
Thank you, Rainbow Lawrence. Yeah, I saw that. I recently had a conversation that really harks back to our last topic this today during the service gathering of shining the light on the wolf and lamb's clothing. Sheep's clothing. I like lamb. But wolf in sheep's clothing. And in this conversation, it started out that we were pointing at each other as the wolf, as the predator, then realized actually it's not. There was a wolf among us in sheep's clothing. But the gift is what I want to really focus on, of the space between us to be open to shine the light and take it away from each other and really step back and look at what's happening and look at our world in a wider perspective. And then we could surround that wolf together.
Yeah, first time in 4 months. Well, I spent most of the day in the mail room, and I had an opportunity, as I always do, to greet the drivers who come to us from FedEx and UPS, I've got to know them by name and very personally in a couple of instances. Also, Amazon. We get so many things from Amazon. People seeking fulfillment from the fulfillment center. And before I sort the mail, I always say, I would bless every person to whom I give mail and would lift up this activity in spiritual expression. And I spend quite a bit of time on my computer, and I always get several requests from Facebook, people who want to be my friend. I get about 5 or 6 a day, and I confirm every one of them and ask them, I want you to be my friend. And I tried that with Noel Marshall and Bob Warner, and it didn't work because you are only allowed 5,000 friends, and they have maxed out, so I can't be their friend. I'm sorry, but I bless you anyway. Next.
Howard, come on over.
Oh, okay.
So I'm also going to be talking about some long-distance mail. It was such a delight this morning to, or sometime during our day together, to let the shining of the light of our friends and people in South Africa, where Annalisa and Stephanie and I come from, to have joined you here at the ranch this week, in these weeks. And to really celebrate the inner knowing of people that we meet who are really keen to bring a creative and a healing influence into a very troubled society. And then later on we had time with a very fine activist, leader, friend, Barry Bear, who has been here at Sunrise and loves the people and the place and the purpose. And she was very candid in sharing with us current great disturbances that are happening within the poorer colored communities of the Cape Flats, as they're called, and how there is a rallying together of the interfaith leaders in that part of the world, and seeking a kind of a help to be able to offer leadership and direction that would be effective. And I just wanted to complete by saying, you know, those of us who have found our centering in the light that really does shine upon each one of us in this world and are happy to hold steady the focus for that light to shine. She agreed, and the mayor of Cape Town agrees, would be of service to those interfaith leaders who are looking to come into a sanctuary or safe space so that they can be more effective in their work into the community. So I found that a really important aspect of the shining of the light today.
Anybody else having trouble with their ego in this? It's like, well, I did this, but... In thinking about it, both incidences came from a place where I wasn't really thinking about it. It just came from me because I was centered in Sovereign, because we've been doing that so much lately, and it's easier to do. But I told someone that I really appreciated what they said and that it resonated with me, and I think that was probably, hopefully, support to them. And then I encouraged someone else to go ahead and give what they were reluctant to do, with a story about how you never know how you can touch somebody's life with just simple things that you're doing. But that's it.
So I had the privilege to work in the dining room today, usually out in the garden, and the weather has been pretty cold and rainy, and I've just so happened to get to be in the dining room and greet all of you beautiful servers who feel like family to me. All of you, I mean, we all are family. But today, I've been, personally, I read a lot of our teachings in my free time. and it provides, I just enjoy doing that because I just love the core of our teachings. And so I've been doing that. And David, what do you bring? And today, working in the dining room, I've been working on being more connected with Source and not responding to anything that is not of the light or truth. And also working on, serving and loving who comes into my path. And also I've been focusing more on seeing the divine and God being in others around me more and more.
In speaking about bringing the light, one of the most important things to me is the consistency of being it. It's not just about being radiant and being nice. And one of the things that was true for me today a couple times was holding the space of my own integrity and not being moved so that a person knew that I was trustworthy. Bringing the light of assurance that just because someone has a great idea doesn't mean I have to jump on that wagon. And I think that there are times that when I was speaking about in the beginning about bringing the consistency of the light is so that there is something of integrity and something trustworthy that is not just going around and blessing everything that is distorted and uncertain. The quality of the consistency of our light allows for safety and for a clear atmosphere for someone to feel safe and sure. And at times that light, as Kiahi was saying, reveals things without even having to address them. You're just holding the space and allowing something to be seen.
Thank you. The light. Blessed be the light. So it's been my practice lately for probably a few months now. On a daily basis, I try to go onto the tribe on Facebook and say something that is nice, but most importantly, that is true. And I feel that in bringing the light in that way through that forum, it can hit everybody who reads it differently in maybe the spots where they need more light. And as far as the consistency of light and being that and holding the space for things that need to fall away to fall away, I feel that today I did that in a lot of ways by just keeping my mouth shut, honestly. By just not saying things that I felt might need to be said, because eventually the things that come to the light will either rise or they'll fall away. And so I feel like I brought the light by shutting up.
What I've been thinking of is bringing the light when it's unbearably uncomfortable to do so. When your thoughts and your feelings are a bit disjointed, maybe, and to really be deliberate about letting that light penetrate through those thoughts and feelings. And especially when you're in a grouping, like I'm just going to use a small grouping that I've experienced recently, where I am deliberate about making sure where I am coming from is not a result of the chaos, but of the true design. I mean, there is a design in my being. So the true design of the unseen in me that is trying to get through into the earth, and not to let anything sidetrack me or create more chaos than is in the situation already. So I think for me today, that's been huge, to be aligned with the truth that I am and the truth that someone else is, and let that light shine together. That's what's exciting to me right now.
Thank you, Marilyn, for bringing the gift all the time. Yes, for me, it's a very joyful moment. I know the territory of bringing the light in tough situations, but today there was a beautiful moment, and that was Jero and Paul from Arise coming into our meeting beginning of the afternoon, and when they come in, there is this embrace with no hesitation. And I feel blessed by that. They bring in the light in my heart, and I bring the light in theirs. And what is it about that there is no hesitation? It's about that we share purpose and that we share the light, and that we, it's even deeper than purpose, what goes out. It's about being. We recognize the being in each other, and that's a great blessing, and that's why we are connected and why they are connected so much with Sunrise Ranch and our family. It's one family.
Thank you, Rudy. I was thinking about the matter of bringing, shining your light. And I was thinking of it in the sense that sometimes there's a tendency to say, oh, I'm doing my best to shine the light, but this person or that situation, it's not coming through. And that doesn't really help in any way. And I'm sitting here thinking of I have my two grandchildren, 3 and 13 months old. And each day, before they go to bed, they make sure they cry. They want their mother to put them on FaceTime with me so they can tell me, Grandma, good night. And even though I came here this time, every night, the little one will say, Nama, I want to come to Colorado. And I will laugh. And I kept asking the mother, how did he know that? I mean, how can he be pronouncing this thing so clearly? He said, because each day he's asking, where's Nama? And I think the light, shining the light should be a natural character, except that we have things that are hidden in here that will prevent us from doing that. And I think that for me, anytime that is happening, then I know that I have a problem, and I'm the problem. And the only thing I know is that I have to step back and say, what's happening here? And when I'm able to ask that question, then I can retrace my steps back to that place of being where I know that that's where I need to be. And instantly, there's nobody who sees the light and wouldn't recognize it. But we need just to keep shining the light in all situations or circumstances that we find ourselves. The injunction to say in everything give thanks is a way to bring you back to that place and to make you come out again very strongly with your light. So thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. I just I wanted to say how much I appreciate being at the headquarters, that I'm part of the headquarters, even if I don't live here all the time. I wanted to say how much I appreciate being here and just experiencing all the beautiful presences of you who live here consistently. And what a warm and light feeling that is for me coming from Africa. I wanted to just take a moment to express some of my light and to say that join Sarah in saying that it's not a difficult thing, it's a very easy thing. I shared my light with Connie yesterday when she expressed her wish on Facebook, an amazing wish for her year coming. That was one way to do it. I shared my light with Angelica, thanking her for being the hostess. And there's all these very interesting ways. Sharing our light today with Paul and Tara was an absolute delight. Yesterday with Charles Eisenstein, just arcing with this amazing visionary, just expanded me in amazing ways. And of course today with Barry Beer, knowing that we are doing something together, I could just say, yes, I'm with you in that. So I love the simplicity of shining my light in the world and being present in the moment and discovering who I'm shining a light with. Thank you.
Thank you, Annalisa. I'm also thankful to be here with everyone, sharing in that joy of being together with as much as possible within one accord. But what I am thankful for is for the legacy material that we're sharing these days. And I know David provides a wonderful introduction each week to a different way of looking at life. But it's also so amazing to have that heritage material to look at and to consider and to be enriched in that way. It's because we need to hear. It's just like being in this gathering. And it's such a simple process of people just sharing their love. But it just expands my consciousness as to all the possibilities that I might not even be open to, of what's available to me to allow a blessing to be given in the simplest way. It doesn't take a lot of thinking, or it's just what the heart opens to in the moment that allows something to flow and to allow for the greater revelation of who we truly are. So that's the gifts we can offer one another and that we have been offered very deeply in our heritage material. Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis. I trust my light has gone out at times, but I've certainly appreciated the light of so many in the days that I've been here. And it's been a bright but gentle light, if they can both be true. It hasn't been shone in my eyes, but there's been enough additional light that has helped me to see things that need to be seen. And I feel very thankful for that, because that's been offered in this atmosphere of reception, welcome, holding. There have been regularly these people really wishing me well as I go through the food line. I trust proud of what they've done. I've certainly appreciated what's there. Patrick, happy you were on dishes and that you were there to greet. And I second the words of other visitors from overseas to your home for the way it's kept, for the welcome from people I haven't met on previous visits because you're new, and I'm grateful for the light that's been shone in the sessions that we've had that are definitely still working me. But it's like work that's been crying out to be done, where I felt somewhat lost or not knowing, ignorant. And in this space, with the light shining, my ignorance can just be accepted. It feels this way to me, and I'm finding it easier to do it with myself. Can be accepted as a step of awakening along a pathway. Not something shameful, just where I'm at. Thank you.
Receiving the light
is also an art. To look at things in your own life, in this case my life, keeps knocking my head and I see. Okay, there it's dark, Irene. Okay. Keep on breathing and be the light. And receiving all this light of you tonight, I feel so blessed to be here and to hear all the perspectives of each one enhanced my vision as well. So on the end of the day, I could shine my light to my people in my world, family, friends in England, friends in Norway, and they responded immediately back. So it's a dance we are doing, and I feel so blessed to be part of the light.
Thank you. So thank you for bringing up about receiving the light as well. So today at lunch, I received the light and reflected back the light with Courtney Bowman as we had a financial exchange of a homemade soap. And I realized that it actually was an exchange of light going in both directions. It was a transaction of light. And to be able to recognize that someone puts their love and effort into something that can be provided to someone else, used by someone else, remember someone else as a result of that, is an opportunity for me to be able to shine the light. And I've been thinking about this idea about carrying that forward and what can I do, what can I do to shine light from here? Probably Noelle and I will be gone by this time, by the time the circle comes next Wednesday night, although many of you know that we kind of go with the flow, so maybe plus or minus 2 days of that, who knows. And I was recognizing as sitting here about this subject of the light, my light, the reflection of all of your light, that the opportunity is there as we go out on the rest of our sojourns to gather in all that which has happened here this summer and that we're aware of, some of which is because human beings live at Sunrise Ranch, some of which I accept as having had happened, and I embrace that in light and love and set that on the side. And that which is the sparkle of the people that are this ranch, the hearts and the love that are this ranch, there's an opportunity for me to reflect that out into the world as I capture all the memories and activities and people and relationships of the summer to be able to share with other people, magnify that light out further. And thank you, Jerry, for blessing all the mail. I appreciate that. Today I got my Democracy 911 t-shirt. For those of you that aren't from the United States, we're having a democracy emergency in this country. So I got my Democracy 911 t-shirt today, and probably within a few weeks we'll be in Washington, D.C. And so now I think I'll put on the shirt and go sit on the Capitol steps and next to a friend of ours who walked from Atlanta, Georgia, 700 miles to the Capitol steps in Washington, D.C., just to bring attention to the fact that we have an emergency of democracy. So we'll sit there with Ronaldo until the Capitol Hill police tell us to leave or that they'll help us leave. And I will remember that you blessed the mail today, Jerry. And I will have that there with me as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I'm still trying to recover from Jerry wanting to be my friend. We've had a great summer together, Jerry, and I'm glad to see you doing so well and glad to be a part, a small part of that, sharing our light. But we were honored the other day to be asked to get up before the light and take Gary and Bex to the airport as she had a very important doctor's appointment. So she finally found a doctor that could understand what her condition is. And so this morning, just beaming her in and feeling her joy, I just had to reach out to her. And I know they went down to Houston, which we're very familiar with. And they're going to the Houston Zoo. And we exchanged pictures and funny things. And I just felt so good connecting with her, knowing that, you know, being remembered is such a great way to share your light, remembering those that are important to you and not taking them for granted. And so, you know, we had a wonderful exchange. And another way that we are very honored again yet today to be have Alexis, who celebrated her 18th birthday, come over to our lunch table and say, I know you're leaving, but I have to get a picture with you before you go. So they brought the whole family over and took pictures, and they sent me the pictures. I edited them a little bit, sent them back, put them on Facebook. And again, it was just a little thing, but it was something just to share light. So I don't feel it as such as shining light, just sharing light, just being it, and as Bob said, reflecting it back out. And so I just want to take this moment to say thank you all for sharing your lights with us this summer and so many summers since 2012 when we first met you. So thank you.
One of the reasons we are capable of being a bringer of light is because it is our identity. It is the source of who we are that is firing up the internal space that is the source of the fire that burns. Connecting to the source of who you are is not a part-time job. It can be, but that actually is an exhausting way to live, to constantly separate yourself from the source of your identity, the source of your radiance, the holy place, the invisible place of your being. Many people come into this valley and wonder what it is they're touching. We had 13,000 people here for a rise, many of who touch the intensity of the heaven that we have chosen to sustain here. It's my job to be paying attention to the invisible source of my being so that that heaven is sustained. And once you know it's your job, it's your job. One of the things that can be difficult is that people have an experience of touching it, and then when they're not touching it, they start looking around for who's to blame. Like, you invited me to this wonderful place, how come my life stinks right now? And I want to own that part of my job is to not allow that person to be giving away the opportunity that I was given, which is to know that the source of my being is where the joy came from. And the source of the power of that reality is what drew you here. And it's what got touched in you. And if you want more of it, I'm going to stay there until you realize you can live there too. No imposition, no correction, just invitation. I've spent more time than I'd like to admit running after people thinking I could save them from themselves. I've spent more time than I'd like to admit running after my own feelings, thinking if I just thought about them long enough, if I just grieved long enough, if I just figured it out, I'd eventually be happy, when in fact I needed to go back to the source of my being. It is a privilege to be able to know how to offer a person a blessing. And I think much of what was shared here in the ways in which we shared light today was our ability to share our love with somebody. I also want to acknowledge that it's my responsibility to share the truth. That doesn't mean hit them over the head with the truth. It means to say that the only reason this is consistent is because I stay in the channel of the source of my being and honor the design in which that works. The design in the invisible is not compromising. It's also the only place where joy actually can come from. If you haven't figured that out, just take a look at how much time, as David was speaking about recently, we have pecked at the things that are annoying us, as opposed to finding out a way to be centered in the midst of that. Doesn't mean we don't have feelings. We absolutely do. and we have a compassionate heart for when they come. And doesn't mean that our mind doesn't get confused, but we hold a space for our mind to find its way back. The greatest friends I have expect that of me. Expect that I'll hold it for them, and they'll hold it for me, and there will be a way in which the sustaining of something allows the transformation that needs to happen, allows for the nourishment of the very soul of my being. Many of you know that Yaronda bought this property so that human beings could have the opportunity to live together and prove this out, that they could sustain something of a higher level of responsibility for the way in which they live their lives and hold each other to account for that. It's part of the reason I'm here, is when I realized that was possible, that human beings could say that I will be honorable in the way in which I live my life and take full responsibility for how I'm doing it, that I really wanted to be part of that. Full responsibility for the expression I offer into the world and for the way in which I receive what comes to me. I am honored to be with people in this community who want to do that, and I'm really honored to be with people who have traveled here to magnify something together in the time we have. It is my sense that I don't have any time to waste. I don't want to waste any more time. I'm fully about that, and it is my commitment to do that. So one of the ways to sustain the light is to be honorable in my integrity, in what my agreements are. And I'm so glad we had a chance to bring into this container ways in which we bless each other so that we can at least nourish the atmosphere to maintain our integrity, to maintain the source of being, which is the source of everything. It is the holy place. It is the place that is sacred, that we keep sacred. I just want to check with any of my fellow trustees if there's anything they would like to say before we close the hour. You can. Or an extended trustee.
Annalisa and I have been laughing about the fact that we're expanded. We're the expanded trustees. With the food around here, it's easy to have that happen. I just want to share something of somebody bringing the light to me. One of our residents that most of you likely don't know, never even heard his name, is Nick Gordon. It's an amazing man. As I was going into dinner, I saw him. And he's a very dear friend, although I never see him, rarely ever talk to him. And so I had the opportunity to just throw my arms around him and tell him I love him. He sent me an email a couple of days ago about his current health situation. And he told me when I saw him upstairs earlier, he said, "Thank you for loving me. I always know that you're there loving me. And I'm so thankful that I knew that I should send you that email because you would want to know." And I thanked him for sending it to me because I do want to know. But one of the things I realized as I was thinking about it later, Nick taught me a very important spiritual lesson years ago, standing in the road in front of the mailroom at late at night one night. And it's about what we're speaking to. It's about bringing truth. And, you know, to do so, of course, in the depths of the love of the heart, because the heart wants accuracy. And in the case that he was applying this spiritual truth to, the deep longing of the heart was to have an accurate expression in something that was happening at Sunrise Ranch. But it also required bringing something that was difficult to bring, as a few people have talked about, but bringing the truth. And there have been opportunities that the very few times that I've ever been with Nick, that I always knew he's over there in his apartment holding a pattern of truth all the time at Sunrise Ranch. It's a huge gift. And it makes me so happy to know that he knows that he's loved, not by me, but others here that love him and care for him and what's happening for him.
Well, thank you for bringing Nick into the circle. I can tell you, I probably couldn't have done what I've done over the last 10 years without him. His absolute support for the truth of love is huge. So thank you for being together tonight, and have a wonderful rest of your evening.